Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Reverend Al Green bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. Tracy is the president of Commercial Finance Group. Tracy, give us that website, please.
The website is cfgroup.net.
CF Group, Commercial Finance Group, cfgroup.com. So check that out.
Tracy.net.
I'm sorry, .net. Thank you for helping me there. cfgroup.net, folks. I'll get out of his way in a minute. Tell us about CF Group.
Well, we're a 40-year-old asset-based lending company, which basically provides working capital to companies of the kind of $30 million revenue size and down all the way to a startup company.
So the average small bank, and in fact some larger banks, don't even have asset-based lending sections, teams, products to offer. And so you fill that gap. When somebody needs to finance inventory, receivables on a pretty good scale, you come in and take over that because that's what you guys do. It's a different... Asset-based lending is different lending than serial number lending, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, basically the bank underwrites a business by evaluating their profit and loss statement, and they look at the free cash flow that the business, profitability that the business kicks off. they evaluate the assets that the company sits on, and then they come up with a number that they can lend to that company. Based on if the music stops and you have profitability, okay, what would it pay out? We look at a company through the front windshield. We look at what their growth opportunities are, what they're predicting sales to be. We're still tied to what they generate in receivables and inventory, but we're not covenant driven. So we don't look at leverage and equity position and profitability. You know, ours is more a discussion with a borrower about access to capital versus cost of capital.
Right, right.
And the banks are all around, you know, limiting growth and mm-hmm. keeping control of the balance sheet and not getting ahead of themselves.
Do you see the future of small business capitalization being more multifaceted, multi-opportunity rather than, you know, for, you know, I came up in the days when basically you got, if you borrowed money, you went to the bank, right? But now we got crowdfunding. Your organization is getting stronger and stronger every year. Your people who do what you do are popping up more and more in the marketplace. What do you see?
Well, there has been a huge growth in alternative sources of capital. Some of that is as a result of the pent-up capital that's out there trying to find return on their money. And in this economy that we're in, it's a challenge because there's not a bunch of small businesses that are really looking, you know, for growth. So, but I do think that our sources of capital are going to diversify immensely over the next 5 to 10 years because it's what it's going to take for that entrepreneur that does have opportunity to grow. He's mm-hmm. going to be looking for access versus, you know, cost. And cost, you go to Kmart, access, you go to, Nordstrom. Same thing with a bank. If it's all just about price, you're going to go to the bank if you qualify. And if you really need more, then you're going to look at, okay, I need to maybe raise equity. I need to go do
but
a little
access,
equity test
debt. But access, Tracy, has always been the key driver for small business because we've always known we were going to have to pay too much because we're risky. Small business lending is risky. And so we've always known that access was the key. Cost wasn't something we had control of.
And that is where, that's basically how our company started, was startup companies. You cannot go to a bank as a 1 or 2 year old company and borrow money. So you've got to find it from other avenues. Friends and family, sell equity, forego the opportunity and grow slower, or seek alternative financing structures like an independent asset basis.
Yeah. So, last thoughts, Tracy, 20 seconds.
Well, I think if you've maintained your balance sheet, I think you can go out there and try to find financing. I think if you're struggling and leveraged, there's access to capital out there. You just have to be careful who you're saddled up with and do your homework.
If they go to cfgroup.net, can they talk to you directly?
Sure.
All right.
My name's
folks,
on the website. They can track me down.
All right. So check it out, folks. cfgroup.net. That's where Tracy Eden is. I encourage you to do that. You'll learn a lot. Thanks again, Tracy, for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.